in the desert there are the neem trees, but because of the dearth of rain and the troubling summer, most of the leaves of the neem tree had fallen down. All the branches are having only very few leaves. So the shade that may be got by that tree will not be dense. The shade will be only like dots. Even at the shade of the tree which are like dots, the young fellows are enthusiastic in playing. On the high branch of that tree, there is one vulture, and that has just hatched the eggs then only recently, and out of appetite, it is becoming very very weak. Uyavum, it is undergoing trouble. Een parundu, that is the eagle which had just hatched its eggs recently, uyavum is staying with trouble due to appetite, etc. And it is staying van poru nedunchinai on the long branch which is just touching the sky of the bamboo tree. The bottom of the bamboo tree, because of the lack of water, all the bottom of the tree has become parched. The bark has become very dry. Under the shade of the bamboo, Kalla Chirar, the fellow who don't know anything about education except playing, Nelli, using the Nelli fruits, they are just playing. Kattalai Anna Vattu Arangayati, they are just made a place, they had made a rectangular shape for them to play in the ground. They made a rectangular form in the ground, and with the lines on the latitude and the longitude, and they are just playing there using the fruits of the Nelli for their play. And that is the position of the youngsters. What is the position of the elders? The elders are just eking out their livelihood, only taking their bows and arrows as a ploughing material. In agriculture place, the land will be ploughed, the seeds will be sown, and they will get very good harvest. But in the desert place, these fellows are just attacking others using their bows and arrows, and every small village is of that type. Anybody who comes by that way will be killed and their properties will be taken away. Vil Yer Ulavar, these agriculturists are just ploughing only with their bows and arrows, and the field where they are ploughing is only Vemmunai, the terrible battlefield that happens when the strangers come there. Every small village is fearful like that. And one such village at the border of the deserts I reached one evening when I had my previous journey. Shuram Mudal, at the place of the desert, Vanda I reached. Uran Mai Malai, and the evening time, when I lost the enthusiasm of my mind. The strength of my mind has become weak when I reached the place at the evening. At that time, when I was at that time, I just thought of my wife. Ullinan allano yane, did I not think in my mind that Ulliya vinai mudithanna iniyol, she is as sweet as the sweetness that one will have when he is able to completely and perfectly fulfill the beneficial thing that he has started. When the beneficial thing that one has started is being completely fulfilled, how much delight he will have. Such a delight we will have simply on seeing her. That lady, Manai, in her house, Maan Sudarodu, in the evening time, she will lit the lamp. And when the lamp is lit, all the darkness of the house will go away, and the house will be very bright and lit. So, as the lamp is giving light to the house, it is majestic to look at. And with the majestic light, after lighting the lamp, she will look at the house. The house will be vacant without the hero. Then she will be thinking, padaral, padare ullal, that is think. She will be thinking, what had happened to my hero, where he is staying, how much trouble he will be undergoing. So thinking, she will be feeling sorry. And I just thought in my mind how much troublesome it would have been for her the evening time. I have just experienced it once. I won't experience it for the next time. So you may go to earn money. I will keep in touch.